From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Stairs of Sand by Zane Grey. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. The canyon with its gleaming walls, dark as ebony on the shady side, gold where the desert sun burned, afforded some relief from the heat, if not from the sight of the infernal, endless sand. Sand blowing, shifting, heaving like billows of a silver sea, rolling away dune after dune, rising in steps, beautiful, mystic, beckoning toward the cool blue heights. Stairs of sand, treacherous and alluring. Ruth Vyrie settled back in the wagon seat and dragged her gaze from that canyon gateway through which the desert seemed to mock her. Old Butch, the mule on the right, had balked. After 30 miles of travel, he had become as immovable as the cliff of rock. Ruth had heard he was noted for balking at strange times and places. He dropped now beside his mate, weary, sand-laden, obstinately set in his tracks. The young man, Ruth's companion, had evidently abandoned any hope of starting the mule. He had coaxed, pulled, and beaten, all to no avail. Then he had flung himself down in the shade, where he now sat, wiping his wet brown face, and pushing back his long damp hair with nervous hand. A radiance had faded from that youthful face. "Hal Stone, do you mean we are stuck here?" repeated Ruth, this time sharply.
"Well, I guess. For today, anyhow," he replied grimly. "Old Butch won't budge till he gets ready."
"My grandfather told me he had heard there was only one man on the desert who could move Butch when he balked. I wish that man would happen along."
"I don't," said Stone significantly, raising sand-reddened blue eyes that held a smoldering fire.
"How far have we come?" she went on, quickening.